When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, Episode 11. Can I reach out to him on social media when we're first starting to date? By Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. And I'm Joss Marie, your personal narrator every single weekday, reading you the best blogs covering relationships. It's just like a big audiobook or audio blog, but from a bunch of different authors. And we're actually going to have brand new authors for the next couple of days. They're all men. It wasn't planned that way. We're waiting to hear from a couple more female authors that we're trying to get permission from. And if you follow any that write about relationships that you'd love to hear on this show, let me know. Come by oldpodcast.com to get in touch, or even better, is to join our Facebook group. The shortcut link is oldpodcast.com/Facebook. So, today's new author is Evan Mark Katz, who is actually a dating coach for women. He's been doing it for almost 15 years. And why does he coach women specifically? In his words, men need more help, women ask for help. So there you have it. I'll give you a little more info about him at the end, but for now, let's hear his post as we optimize your life. Can I reach out to him on social media when we're first starting to date? By Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. Quote, I read your book, Why He Disappeared, and really enjoyed it. Thanks for all the great advice. Even after reading the book, though, a man I recently dated disappeared. I was surprised because he even followed up with me after our last date to tell me what a great time he had. We were mutual friends before we started dating, and so we were already connected via Facebook, Twitter, etc. While dating, I would occasionally like his posts on social media, or maybe send him a funny article that I saw. I know that in your book you recommend against initiating contact during the dating phase of a relationship, but because the things he posted are public and it's not as though I was texting him to set up a date, I assumed this form of contact would not take the fun of the chase away from him. Since he has stopped contacting me, though, I'm not so sure that I was correct in my assumption. Can you offer me tips on how I should be treating the people I date on social media? It seems pretty silly not to like a public post out of fear of coming across too strongly. Thanks again, Jill. Unquote. One of the trickiest things about publishing anything is that the second you're done with it, you realize it needs further revision. It never occurred to me that one of the main concepts in Why He Disappeared, cold mirroring, would be as nuanced as it turned out to be. But evidently it is. Which is why your question is a perfect opportunity for me to explain how to make mirroring work best for you. For the uninitiated, mirroring is designed for one purpose: to prevent women from chasing down men who are not interested in them. It is not a game. It is not a throwback to the 1950s. It requires no thought and very little effort. Mirroring presumes one basic thing about that guy you like. If he's interested in you, he'll let you know. So, if he texts you, text him back right away. If he calls you, call him back right away. If he says he wants to see you this weekend and you're free, say yes. If he says he wants to be your boyfriend and you feel the same, say yes. Mirroring is reactive, not proactive. It gives men the space they need to choose you, prevents you from looking needy and desperate, and reveals what men are thinking, all without doing anything. Mirroring is based on confidence, not insecurity. You should never have to chase a guy down and remind him that you're alive and available and want to see him. All you have to do is be warm, enthusiastic, and available when he reaches out to you. The primary exception to mirroring comes in the form of beta feminine men. Beta feminine men are often some of the best husbands out there, but they conduct themselves in a passive way, leaving women wondering how they feel. In short, these nice guys are so insecure about pursuing you and making a move that they often wait for you to express interest in them. "You can call me, you know," might be their mantra, which is fine. However, this puts you in your masculine energy and forces you to be the one to reach out to him to gauge his interest and availability. As a dating coach for women, I don't like that model. Nor do most of my clients. They may be proactive superstars in real life, but they tend to prefer being courted by men. Which brings us back to the beginning. When a man is interested in you, you don't have to do anything except say yes. You never have to reach out to him because he will do it for you. It's in his best interest. Whether he wants to get laid or whether he wants to be your boyfriend, you have to trust that. Bringing this back to you, Jill, I wouldn't worry too much that you scared off an otherwise interested guy by liking his Facebook posts. I would say that, in general, I would avoid initiating anything with a man until he's your full-fledged boyfriend. Let him do the chasing. Let him wonder when you'll call him back. And let him worry about whether he's good enough to be your boyfriend. The second you start texting him, sending him photos, and following his every move through social media, you've signaled one thing to him. You've already won. You don't have to reach out to me. You don't have to wonder what I'm thinking. You don't have to do anything because I'm pursuing you. Because I like you. Because I want you to be mine. Suddenly, there's no mystery, no dance, no wonder. Just a girl chasing a boy through the schoolyard to get his attention and wondering why he's not chasing her instead. Do nothing, Jill, and watch the men who really want you step up to the plate. If you like this post, share it with your friends who need it. You know who they are. Women who aren't sure why he hasn't texted back, or whether he's going to call this weekend, or whether he wants to be exclusive. If you don't know where a guy stands with you, try doing nothing. If you never hear from him again, chances are he wasn't that interested to begin with. You just listened to the post titled, "Can I Reach Out to Him on Social Media When We're First Starting to Date?" by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. The post mentioned why he disappeared. That's one of the ebooks on his site. Evan has been helping singles find love since 2003. He started his blog in 2007 and has answered a ton of questions there and written a bunch of articles, many of which you'll hear right on this show. Before we go, if you follow any blogs that talk about relationships, it could be about friendship, dating, marriage, parenting, anything along those lines, and you'd like to have me read it to you, come by oldpodcast.com and let me know. Or a better way to get in contact is to join our Facebook group. You can search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts in Facebook, or the shortcut link is oldpodcast.com/Facebook. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll be back on Tuesday with another new author for this show. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more, from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.